Yeah, we lived in a very interesting society during the Soviet time. We were listening to Radio Liberty with my dad when I was a kid, when I was 12, to programs of Radio Liberty in Kazakh, Russian, and many other languages which we could understand at that time. And that was very important for me that time. It's very hard to understand it if you didn't live in this society. But when you hear one thing around you at school, and you hear absolutely different thing when you are listening to something else, other source, it's such a thrilling feeling. I mean, this is just a important feeling inside you. You know something. You are informed. But Father, my dad always told me, don't tell anyone that we're listening to it, because it was punishable that time. And I also remember when I was in the Soviet army, a soldier, we had a very strong receivers, military receivers, were able to listen to Radio Liberty secretly, so that jamming was not affecting the programs, because there was very sophisticated military equipment. We were listening to these programs as well, and we were risking, because if somebody from among officers learned about that, we would be maybe in jail. That was the time when we were a part of something which was prohibited, but something which was very important, which was giving us a hope. Well, I always wanted to be a citizen. I wanted to live in a free society when I was a kid, as I said. And my father used to say, a real Kazakh should live in America, meaning that, of course, today it doesn't sound with the same meaning, because that time it was true not only for Kazakhs, but all the ethnic minorities living in the former Soviet Union, where Russification was not officially announced, but it was always there. So when I joined the radio, I was hoping that someday though it will be possible for us to become citizens. And then when in 2000 this opportunity appeared, the Redina Bill was activated or reactivated or resumed or whatever they call it. We applied. I got my green card in 2004, and since then I was waiting. And when it came yesterday, Wednesday, September 23rd, I had so many feelings inside me. First of all, I wish my dad was around. Unfortunately, he's not among us. He passed away in 2002. I wished my brothers were alive, so I could see that. There was something inside me saying that this is an accomplishment. This is not only my dream which came true. This is a dream of my dad, a hope of my brothers, who are not with me today. But something was done by me, and that's why it's very important. Also, it was thrilling that I'm a part of a country which was always a hope for many, many people behind the Iron Curtain. But the most important thing for me right now is the feeling that my two daughters will never see what I've seen. They will be a part of this free society since their childhood. And this is the most important thing for me.